It's that long ago now, I can hardly remember when we passed a motion, but I believe it was in the autumn of 2016 that basically I brought a motion before the Donegal Municipal District. It was carried by a majority in a vote to abolish car parking charges in Ballyshannon. It's now 2 years on, and not alone do we not have the car parking charges abolished, but what we have is the on-street car parking charges are still there, and we have no report back from the council on a timeline. In that 2 year period, I've consistently raised this. I got quite annoyed at the meeting today, simply because enough is enough. The business people in Ballyshannon, the business chamber in Ballyshannon, the residents in Ballyshannon are all singing from the same hymn sheet, along with myself, for many years now. Ballyshannon does not need car parking charges. It's like other towns in the county, like Dunloe, like Ardra, it's like Glenties, you know, Killybegs. Ballyshannon is in the same bracket as regards size and town. Bundoran has them on a seasonal basis, but the income from the car parking charges in Ballyshannon, there is no benefit to this to Donegal County Council, and why they continue to ignore the motion is beyond me. I've called today, and it's been seconded by Councillor Noel Jordan, that the Director of Service, the Head of Roads for Donegal, attends our meeting, and I did also point out that there have been changes made as regards car parking charges in areas like Letterkenny, but yet this has gone 2 years and it's not been addressed, and I've been told on a number of occasions that's part of a county-wide review. If the officials in Donegal County Council think that this is just going to be knocked under the desk for another couple of years, they may think again, and I think the message was strong today. I'm asking clearly again that this meeting takes place, that is put before the council members, and the more than the Ballyshannon and Bundoran fire station issue last week, when this goes before all the members of Donegal County Council to abolish the car parking charges in Ballyshannon, I have no doubt that there will be majority support there, because it's been committed already to me by council parties across the county and by councillors.
And is there parking charges in Bundoran and Donegal town and those other towns as well?
They work well in some towns, and then other towns that just don't work well in. If they were working really well, every town in the county would have them, and Donegal County Council would have an income stream. Historically, this was back in 2001, before I joined the council, this was brought in. At that time, there was town councils in Bundoran and Ballyshannon, Letterkenny and Buncrana. So those old local authority, town commission, town council areas brought them in. Much to the satisfaction of people locally, I suppose in Ballyshannon in particular, because they're in Ballyshannon 12 months of the year on the street. In Bundoran are there from the 1st of April to the end of September, beginning of October. And again, there's issues there that I raised today too, as regards charging in Bundoran. And I think that should be addressed also. But they work well in Donegal Town, and Donegal Town gets a benefit because well over 100,000 a year in income comes back in, is spent in the town, but that's not coming in Ballyshannon.
But the Director of Services said that it is, you know, providing more parking facilities, that money is used to increase capacity.
Well, he's talking through his hat, simply because there's new car parks built in Carndonagh, Dunloe, you know, in Ardra, Glenties, you know, so like those towns are operating with car parks and car park you know, infrastructure with no charges. So that to me doesn't stand up. And what really doesn't stand up to me is that there was 6,000 income last year from car parking charges in Ballyshannon, but it cost Donegal County Council in excess of 40,000. That's a 30,000, give or take a few thousand, of a loss to the council. And as I said, nobody wants it. So to me, it's a practice that needs to be abolished as per the wishes of the members.